Hello everyone, welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a certified hypnotherapist, life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, and compassion life force energy practitioner. Today I have the great pleasure to introduce you all to Dr. Nafisa Allen. She is a freelance writer and children's book author based in the United States. Welcome to Amazing You, Dr. Nafisa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rani. It's lovely to be here with you.
Thank you. So, Dr. Nafisa, can you tell us briefly about your story?
Sure. My story is long and unwieldy, but I think the longest, shortest I can make it is I've been a world traveler since I was a kid. I always had this idea that I would travel the world. I think it was one of the thoughts that I had as a very young girl, and got the opportunity to do that through a number of scholarships, even quite young. I lived in Spain when I was in high school and then started traveling a lot quite after that, and spent a vast majority of my career not living in the United States, but coming back and forth from a number of different places. And it's been a huge part of my identity as a world traveler, and a lot of the writing and the children's books that I do are around that spirit.
That is wonderful. And what has inspired you to start writing, to become a children book author and a freelance?
Yeah, great question. I have always loved writing. So I think this is something that must have been passed down from some generation to a generation. I don't remember a time before writing was a passion for me. But if, like many people who have loved their vocation and gotten sort of distracted with other things, I didn't work in writing for a really long time. I took right after college, I stopped and kind of got into communications, which is seems like it's writing, but it's not. And I got back into writing as a freelancer, doing sort of op-eds and editorial and ghostwriting for startups and tech around COVID. Some of it was just because I had a little bit more time to be more introspective. I think a lot of us had that opportunity during COVID to really think about what we loved and what we cared about and the things we really wanted in our lives. But also I had two small kids, and I think it also reminded me a bit of their identity and what I wanted to leave for them as a legacy. And that's when I started doing children's books. My kids speak English, Spanish, and Portuguese, and we struggled to find books that felt affirming for them. Yes. So I was so frustrated and had traveled all over the world looking for books that were bilingual and that had children of color as the protagonists, and that felt right, and I couldn't find them. So I started writing them. And so that's my inspiration, my kids, and the need to just have a world that includes them.
Yes. Oh, that is so nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And what has been the greatest challenge in your life, Nafisa? And how did you overcome that challenge?
Wow. That's a big question. I think the biggest challenge would probably be, when I was a bit younger, I think just not listening to my own intuition about what I want, what I was capable of. So I think everybody has like a bad boyfriend story, right? So I'll just throw mine in the hat. I had somebody who I cared very deeply for, who I think also cared quite deeply for me too, but just was in a really difficult relationship. And many of the things that we talked about were how I wanted to travel the world, and I wanted to have kids who spoke lots of languages, and I wanted to, you know, never be stuck in one place. And, and I think in this person's care and love for me, they wanted to support that, but didn't see how they could be part of it, and often tried to sort of squash that in me, right? Didn't want me to, like, how are you going to do that? And how is that possible? And I don't believe it. And so I think having someone that you love and care about question your own intuition often can throw you off of your own balance. Mm-hmm. Obviously we're not together, and I'm with someone who loves all of those things about me and supports those things. But I think for a long time, that was a really big challenge to not really hear my own voice. Yeah. And it took some time to get over, but it also taught me now to be much more resilient and much more, I guess, stern, right? And acknowledging my boundaries and pushing forward the things that I really care about.
Thank you, Nafisa. And who has been the most influential person in your life and why, Nafisa?
So everybody will kill me if I don't say my mom. So I feel like I have to say my mom. She's great and she's wonderful. And she's been a really avid supporter of me. And I think she's also been a person who didn't let her own fears get in the way of, you know, the opportunities that came for me. Right. I think I was able to go to a number of different schools quite far away from home, and many parents that I know, probably including myself now, would never have let their 13-year-old, you know, move four states away, or their 15-year-old move across the world, but she did. And so, so I feel like I owe a great debt of gratitude to her.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what are the three qualities that you admire most in your mom, Nafisa? And give us some example of that.
Oh my gosh, my mom. Well, I guess that's a good question. Three things. My mom's an I think she's very adventurous. I think for her context and her situation, I think she's always like pushed the envelope. So I've always loved that about her. I also think that she's really in that adventurous spirit, still kind of a traditionalist, and I like it a little bit. You know, I feel like she's become the person who's the glue in our family. She's always pushing for game nights, and she wants us to take family pictures and all the cheesy things that like nobody ever wants to do, but they appreciate, you know, 20 years down the line. And you're like, oh, remember when we used to do that? That's my mom. She loves being that like person that brings people together. And I think she's always been a person who's appreciated words and books as well. So I think part of my writing love perhaps came from her and just being exposed to books really, really early.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nafisa. Sure. And tell us, what quote has helped you to cope in challenging times, Nafisa?
Oh, wow. I have a quote tattooed on my arm. And it says, I never lose, I either win or I learn. And that is from Nelson Mandela. And it has been amazingly empowering, so much so that I need to have it tattooed on my arm.
Yes, that's a good reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. When something feels like I can't, you know, I lost control of it, or things didn't go the way they were supposed to, I just try to get refocused on the fact that there was a lesson and I just got to learn it. So that's helped me quite a bit.
That's a beautiful quote. Thank you. Thank you, Nafisa.
Sure.
And what would you say, Nafisa, to encourage young people or anyone who is listening and watching the podcast and YouTube? What would you tell them to all those people who are facing some tough times right now?
Yeah, I think you have to know that those times will pass, especially if you allow yourself to imagine a time when they're behind you. I think it can be really difficult when you're in the thick of things to see an exit, and you feel like it's going to last forever, and you feel like you're never going to get out from under it. And that feeling can be self-perpetuating, right? That feeling makes you think that you cannot get out and you can't find a situation that is a resolution. But I think knowing in your head and in your heart that this is for a time and it will pass, that resolution I think can be very, very empowering. And I think it can bring about the peace that you hope you have, even though you don't feel that you have it at that moment. Mm-hmm. I know it's aspirational. It probably sounds woo-woo to say, you know, imagine a time, but I think it's important to just allow your imagination to envision a different future for yourself. And sometimes that can be very difficult to do, but it is extremely important.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. Yes. Thank you, Nafisa. Sure. And tell us briefly about what you do and how can people contact you, Nafisa?
Yeah, so I do lots of stuff. I'm a writer, I'm a comms director in my day job, and then I've got all these other things that I try to do in the world. But as a freelance writer, I work with businesses, typically startups, as well as startup founders and VC tech and, well, not all VC tech, but a lot of VC funders to really think about crafting their own executive thought leadership as they're trying to create new products or to launch into new markets. A lot of them are very great at being experts at what they've created, but not necessarily thinking a little bit larger about their entire placement within the market. So yes. I have over 15 years of editorial experience, and so I tend to help them think about their message and often ghostwrite or help create content for their websites or their businesses or any of those kinds of things. Similarly, I do write for a number of national magazines here, including Parents, Real Simple, Better Home and Gardens, lots of different magazines and taking on different topics. So if you'd like to hear more about what I do, you can go to my website, which is NafisaAllen.com, and you can see my articles, as well as get in contact with me. And this year I launched 2 bilingual children's books that are available as well. And they're fun and they're light. And the idea is just to have rhyming books that allow kids to really see themselves as empowered. So you can also check those out on my website.
That is wonderful, Nafisa. Do you have any books that you want to share, any titles of your book today, so that the audience get to know more about your books and where they can find them on your web? So can they access it on your website as well?
Yes, you can. They're self-published, so they're available through Amazon, but you can also just get the link on my website. So I've got 2 titles. I don't know if you can see them on the screen. There's, let's see, this one is Xiomara, the superhero, and this one is Xavier, the superhero. They're available both in an English to Spanish as well as an English to Portuguese version. And the idea behind both of them, again, like I said, traveling the world, just not finding books with protagonists of color that are bilingual and simple, right? Just stories that are just goodnight moon, right? Very simple stories. And so I created them. So both Xavier the superhero and Xiomara the superhero are available on Amazon.
Thank you so much for sharing those 2 books with us. Thank you for sharing your story as well, Nafisa, and what you do. And I wish you the very best moving ahead. And thank you for taking the time to talk to the audience today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be connected with your audience.
Thank you. And I would like to say thank you for the audience, for watching, for subscribing, for sharing. Thank you so much and see you all very soon.